Falk made no mention of Lautenschlager in her prepared remarks. She focused instead on what would happen if who she calls extremists get a hold of the office next November.
Make no mistake of what's at stake next November if we don't have a strong, progressive attorney general in that office.
Falk says that as attorney general, she'd fight against gang violence as well as domestic violence. She says she'll stand up for the environment and go after the oil and pharmaceutical industries to make sure they're not price gouging. Many Democratic supporters had hoped to avoid this primary battle. Others in the party urged Falk to run because they don't think Lautenschlager can win another general election. One of their biggest concerns is Lautenschlager's drunk driving arrest last year. At a stop in Milwaukee Monday, Lautenschlager told reporters that it goes without saying that's why she's vulnerable in this race. She says it was a mistake for which she apologized to voters.
It's for them to decide what they think, but I kind of find the people of Wisconsin to be concerned about having an attorney general who works hard to fight crime and does other things advocating on behalf of Wisconsin citizens.
Falk would not say whether Lautenschlager's arrest played any role in her decision to run. When Falk was asked whether she had ever driven after drinking, she said she didn't know. When pressed, she said she'd never driven while impaired. While both Falk and Lautenschlager avoided publicly trading barbs, Lautenschlager's campaign immediately questioned Falk's qualifications for the job. Falk countered by pointing to her 14 years as a state assistant attorney general. Two Republicans are running for attorney general. They are U.S. Attorney J.B. Van Hollen and Waukesha County District Attorney Paul Bucher. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.